which is the same as what you sell.
Base Nissen, Sunday the 10th of April, Rabbi Meyer Treibitz, the structure, Meyer Treibitz, the structure of the Haggadah. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by an anonymous well-wisher. All hold your hands.
Can you shake your hand?
I just came in the end, but anyway.
Fine. Very
good. Okay. I said the structure of the Haggadah, but I'm going to speak a little bit about the structure of the Haggadah. The Mishnah says in Kuf Yud Zayin in Pesachim that Chayev Odim Nerois is Atzmo Kilo Yotzo Min Mitzrayim. A person is supposed to look at himself as if he left Mitzrayim. So it's a very, very unique mitzvah. It's a very, very unique mitzvah. And actually, the Rambam in Perek Zayin actually brings this in. He brings it with actually an interesting of a Shinoi Lashon. Chayev Adam Laharis is Asmo Kilo Yotzo Min Mitzrayim. And the reason he changes the Lashon Laharis because you don't have a Lirois is not a halacha. It's a Devar Musa. Laharis already takes upon what you call a objective halachic mode. So Laharis, that's why. The Rambam says one of the ways in which a person is Maratz Asmo Kilo Yotzo Min Mitzrayim is he drinks Bahaseba, he drinks the Abba Kaisis of Yayin. These are the way we're Makayim this thing. Now, Rav Yosef El Soloveitchik is actually in The Emergence of Ethical Man. It's a book that was actually taken from notebooks of his. But actually, I actually have the notes. One day it'll be published. And there, well, I'm combining the book with actually what I have in the notes. There he says that there's a concept that Chayv Adam Laharat Lirois Es Atzmok Yos Mitzrayim. He says it's a halacha which deals with what he calls it historical consciousness. So what consciousness means is that in time, if we speak about time, we have the past, the present, and the future. So the present, we can't capture the present. The present is something we can't capture. As long as we think about it, it's already gone. Right? However, we have the past and we have the future. Rabbi Yochavel says that in fact, in Chayev Odom L'Reisis Asmikil Yosem Mitzrayim, we have actually the past and the future. Actually, he calls it a three-dimensional time because we have the past and the future and the present, somehow all of them imminently, right, involved, imminently inherent in a person's perspective. And therefore, by reliving the experience of Yetzias Mitzrayim, so therefore the past and present and future actually become three-dimensional, right? This is actually a Bergsonian concept of temporal, the imminence of time. But anyway, that's what Yosef El Soloveitchik says. Now, he says that in The Emergence of Ethical Man, but I want to claim it's a chazal. I'm sure he had this in mind. It's a chazal. There's a gemara in Kuf Chesem and Aleph, and the gemara is speaking about the mitzvah of haseba, the mitzvah of leaning. We know that when we drink, so the gemara says, what do we have to do at the seder which requires haseba, which requires leaning? So the Gemara says, "It's kuf chesam and alaf psachim itma matza tzorach haseba. Matza requires haseba. Mora does ain't tzorach haseba. Now, what about yayin? What about wine? So the Gemara says itma mishpeda rab Nachman, right? Tzorach haseba. So there's one tradition in the name of rab Nachman that wine requires haseba. Ve'itma mishpeda rab Nachman ain't tzorach haseba." But there's another tradition, the name of Rab Nachman, that you don't require a seber. Then the Gemara says, "V'loy peligi." Is that actually a machlokes? Habatate kasa kamay, habatate kasa basroi. Right? They're not arguing. One is speaking about the first two cases. One is speaking about the last two cases. Now, but there's two ways of saying this. I'm a little high geese. So I'm saying one way, saying another way. The Gemara is really dragging us a cup, right? The Gemara is saying another way, right? I don't know how you learned this in the Daf Yomi. But anyway, Amle Lahai Gisa. Some say it this way. Trey Kasikamoi by Haseba. The first two cups of wine require Haseba. Why? Hashtaka Mischala Le Chaybos. Now begins Chaybos. Trey Kamoi Basoy Lo by Haseba. But the last cups don't require Haseba. Why? By the Havi Havi. Right? The emergence, the freedom was a thing in the past. Vamli Lahai Gisa. Some say it the other way. Adirab, the contrary. Trey Kasi Basoy Bo Haseba. The last two cases require a seba. Why? Because now, who shouted the kahav yechelos? Because now you're a free person. Now you have chelos. This is the word chelos. Trei kasi kamai lo by a seba. The first two cases don't require a seba. Why not? Da kasi avoda mayino. Then the Gemara says, okay, now what halacha lamaisa? After we've gone back and forth with all different types of fakers, the Gemara says, lamaina afkamina. So the Gemara says, right? Hasid Bahachi Bahachi, since we have two sides, Idi be Idi by a Seba. We require a Seba. Would have been simpler, the Gemara says. You have to make a Seba in all the cases. Why back and forth? The first two, the last two. What are the Chakirs of the Gemara? I claim the Gemara's Chakirs are coming to tell me the concept of Chayrus. Chayrus. First of all, we see clearly the Gemara is a suffix. Is Cheres a concept in the future? Or is Cheres a concept in the past? What is time? Is time an anticipation of the future? Or is time a remembrance, a memory of the past? This is Rabbi Yosher Bear's historical consciousness. In other words, Chayos, the concept of Chayos in Chazal, is really this paradox. He calls this paradox of historical consciousness. That it's not clear. Is it the past? Is it the future? It's not definable. That's, I claim, the makor of what Rabban Shah Yisrael says. But I want to go a little bit further. In the Mishnah, in Kuf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph, the Mishnah lays out the structure of the Haggadah. This is where the shir is the structure of the Haggadah. Says the Mishnah, after the Manish Tana, so how do we tell the sequence Yes Mitzrayim? Says the Mishnah, Maschil de Gnus, we begin with bad things, with Maschil de Gnus, Mesayim b'shevach, we end with praise, we take the psukim of Mikra Vikulin in Parshas Kisavai and we darshan it. I'm in England. How should I say we homiletically or exegetically interpret it? What? We darshan it. Okay, fine. I forgot. I don't know if I'm going to agree or not. Whatever. But anyway, that's what we do. Okay. Now. Master the Gnos, Avodah Mayinu. So, what's Master the Gnos? The Machlik is Rav and Shmuel. You know the famous Rav Shmuel. Rav says, Mitzchila Oydeh Vazorvei Aviyoviseinu. Right? And Shmuel says, Avodah Mayinu. So, the thing we could say is that, in fact, we're speaking about the past. Avodah Milfam Mitzrayim. But once again, we're experiencing the Yetzias Mitzrayim, and that's this type of historical consciousness that Shabbat is speaking about and that the Gemara is speaking about. But what's the second part? Doresh me'arami oivit ovi atzev kolaparsha. What does it mean? Why do we have to take the psukim? Why do we have to take the psukim of Mikra Bikurim and darshan it? What type of historical consciousness is darshaning the psukim? So, I want to say is that we spoke about the past, and we spoke about the future. But I mentioned the present. What does the present mean? So maybe the present's not important. But it's not true. Because the Leshem says, in Sefer HaKadosh, that in Shem Yutke Vavke, Hoya Hoiva V'yiya, the Ikka, the main, Midah v'kodesh Baruch Hu is the Hoiva, the present. Hoiva is the present. It's Hoya, the Ziyah. The past is conceptually, human conceptually possible. We can think about the past, we can think about the future. The present is indefinable. There's a Gemara. What is the... So, in other words, if in fact we're speaking about time, so, in the first part of Maskel B'nus, Messiah B'Shevach, we can speak about the past, and we can also speak about the future. But where's the present? Where's the present? There's a Gemara in Vavamud Beis in Gittin. The Gemara there tells us that two Amorayim, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosef, were having a machlokes, a dispute, had a doubt in a certain pasuk in the Torah. Actually, it was a pasuk in Pilagish Bagiva. And one of the Amorayim, I think it's Rabbi Yehuda, gets up for maybe a few seconds, and who does he bump into? He bumps into Eliyahu Hanavi. And he asks Eliyahu Hanavi, what's a Kodesh Baruch Hu doing? Eliyahu Navi said, he's learning Torah. He's learning. So, Rabbi Yosef asked him, and what's he learning? He's learning, Rabbi Yosef, my son, says like this. Rabbi Yosef says like that. He's repeating over the machlokes of the Amorayim. And this Gemara is actually brought in Nefesh HaChaim, Rizos, and Shaul Dalit. What does it mean that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is repeating over the words of Torah learned by these Amorayim? So I want to claim we have an interesting, I would say, a definition, a conception, that in the act of learning Torah, we're engaged in the hoive, in the present, in a continual process of creation, which kiviyachol is the meat of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is repeating over the words of the Boroyim. That means we're in the same dimension, kiviyachol, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's a state of continual creation. It's a state of being. Actually, I should know what being, becoming. I want to claim that that's really the concept of chayos. Chayos is a state where, in fact, a person is engaged in a creative present. There's no past, there's no future, there's pure creation. And Chazal say, Ein ben chayrim ala misha oisek batayra. So the essence or the resolution of this historical consciousness is for a person to be creatively engaged in the present. That's the meat of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why Chazal made this second part of the structure, Deiresh Be'arami Oivet Ovi Yatzev Kala Parsha. That's the first concept of Chayos. But I want to go further. There's another concept of Chayrus which is spoken about by Rav Kook. That's in the Shemayna Kavotzim. Rav Kook speaks about the fact that we see in the world is in constant motion. More and more as we probe the molecular and the lower levels of nature, we see that everything is in constant motion. In fact, this past few months ago, they found gravitational waves. Have you heard of gravitational waves? In fact, actually, the universe, a few years ago, they discovered not only is it expanding, I think that was Hubble, right? An English astronomer. But actually, a number of years ago, they found the universe is actually accelerating. But actually, I think a few months ago, they discovered something called gravitational waves, which was predicted by Einstein, I think, about 100 years ago. And I think I remember when I studied physics at Princeton, there was a joke, who's gonna discover a gravitational wave? A gravitational wave basically means that the actual structure of space and time is actually moving. That's all I can describe. It's actually moving. That means everything is moving. There's nothing that's still. There's nothing that's permanent. Not only is the physical world moving, which we apprehend, but everything that is moving. Now, says Rav Kook, that amunah, a person's faith, cannot be bounded. He says, "Tipshin, silly people think amunah can be bounded. You could bound on it, you could define it." So if Cook says, amunah is infinite, it's unbounded. Just as the world is continuously engaged in a creative movement, we're accelerating, so too, man's amunah, man's faith, also has to continually somehow, right, be engaged. Or is it more than not even engaged? A person's amunah has to accelerate, has to be enmeshed in a continual creative process. That's what Rav Kook says. He says this in Kravitz Aleph, that we need an amunah without meitzorim, without bounds. And he says the illumination, the ha'orah, of an amunah, which is continually engaged in this creative process, comes at the time of Pesach. And that's called chaylus. Now, it's chaylus is not only engaging in the continual creative process of limud haTorah, but chaylus is actually connecting with the continual creative process which defines the nature of the creation. That's what Rav Kook is saying, and Rav Kook actually relates it to actually becoming at one with the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah is Chochma, Ratzon is Kesef. That's what Rav Kook says. Where do we find this? So therefore, if that's true, we should find this in the Pesach Haggadah. Where in the Pesach Haggadah? I'm sorry, I'm walking around. I remember that a few years ago I came to London. Usually I give a shir, I sit down. I can't stand up, so I have to walk around. So I remember a number of years ago giving a shir, I think in a Kimchi show. I was walking back, so one woman in the back said, "Would you please stay in one place?" I felt like a Yankee in King Arthur's court. But anyway, like this. I'll stay away.
It's constantly moving.
What? Right. Life imitates time. Right. Very good. Okay, so the camera should also. Okay, fine. Okay. Anyway. Where in the Pesach Haggadah do we have this concept, we have Cook's concept of chaos? So, if we look at the structure, let's go back over the structure of the Haggadah. The structure of the Haggadah is Maslam Lus Besayim B'Shevach. The Baal Haggadah, by the way, Paskin's both sheet, this Rav and Shmuel, right? We begin with Rav Avodah Mayino. I'm sorry, with Shmuel, and then with Rav. Because are you of Eseinu? And then after that, we say Rav Gamliel. And after that, we begin the Halal. But the Halal is part of Chayav Odin Reisas Asu Kilo Yotzum in Mitzrayim. Leficha Chayav Anach Lahoyda is Lahalal. That's the Mishnah in Kufi Zayim Lebeis in Psochim. And then we say the first two Kepitlach of Halal. And then after the meal, after the matzah, right, after we Mekayim the Mitzvah Sachila, then we continue the Halal. And we say the Halal, which we say at the time of the Seder, which is part of Chayav Adrach on Mitzrayim. But then, all after that, we launch to what's called Halel HaGadol. What's Halel HaGadol doing in the Pesach Seder? Now that you say Halel HaGadol, there's actually two brachas. We make the bracha Yalelucha, But we also say Sheikhanat. As we say Nishmas Kol Chai. What's interesting is that appended to the structure of the Haggadah of Hallel is actually apparent the structure of the Hallel, which we say on the Neis, is Hallel Haggadah, which doesn't really necessarily speak about the Neis of Mitzrayim only. But it speaks about, what does it speak about? It speaks about Neis of Bereishis. La'ayse olim gedoylim ki li'olim chastoy. As Hashem perish, v'yayin ki li'olim chastoy. What are we speaking about Neis of Bereishis? What are we speaking about Neis of Bereishis? It's Pesach. We make a bracha, that's it. Now, every morning, in the first bracha of Kriya Shema, right? In Yetzer Ma'ariv, we say, Kamor le'eisei orim gedoylim ki li'olam chastoy. We're actually, the nusach of the bracha quotes from the Hallel Haggadah, from the Tehillah. So, Chayim Alashana, Nefesh HaChayim, this parish, Shar Aleph, so he points out, le'eisei orim gedoylim is Lashon Hoive, present tense. Why is it present tense? Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is being mechadish b'chol yoyim tomim ma'aseh bereishis. Creation is not something in the past. Creation is continuous. Continual. Creation is an event in the present. Creation is a becoming. That's what Chaim Volozhin says. But at the end of the Seder, we go through the entire Hallel Gedolah. As Hashem says, Vayoyim, Hashem Valayla, and everything is in the present tense. So basically we recount all of Ma'aseh Bereishis at the end of the Haggadah in the present tense. Why are we doing that? So I want to say here, there's a parallel structure. What the drushes of Aram, the relationship of the drushes of Arami Oivid Ovi Vayeren Mitzrayimah, the relationship of that to Masl Brus Pesayim B'Shevach, they were going from the admixture of past and future to a continual present. So in Hallel, it's the same exact structure. The Hallel, which we say, which is part of Chayev Adam Zolak Lil Mitzrayim, that's translated into a continual present, which is after the entire creation. We're expressing the fact that the historical consciousness of Yetzias Mitzrayim is actually part of the consciousness of the entire natural world, of the continual creative creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of which we're part of. And that's how we end the Seder. And that's the Yisoid of Rav Kook. That's the Yisoid of Rav Kook. And that's the illumination. That's the illumination of Chelos. That's the special illumination of Chelos, where we become one with the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu during the time of Pesach. That's, I think, the Makor. That's what Rav Kook is speaking about. It's an incredible thing. We have, in fact, a consciousness of continual Torah creation and a consciousness of continual creation in the entire Bria. The fact is that Rav Kook's Yesod is actually based in his Rebbe. Rav Kook's Rebbe, in my opinion, was the Lesher. A lot of things in Rav Kook are based in the Lesher. He doesn't give you his Makayas. The Lesher, in the Sefer Klolim, begins by speaking, what is the purpose of creation? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the world? So it's interesting. There's a famous he brings a dispute. There's a dispute between the Rambam and the Meir and the Vuchim, the Rambam, the guard from Perplexed, and the Avodas Halev of Ibn Gabay. The Rambam writes in the Meir and the Vuchim, chapter 13, section 3, that you can't say a Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world for any one thing, not even for man. Because if you say a Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world for man, right? So what was the purpose of that? What was the purpose of creating the world for man? In other words, it's an unending question. The Rambam says you can't ask the question. He says everybody agrees to this. Those who believe in kindness don't believe in kindness. So Ibn Gabay in the Avodas Halev attacks the Rambam. Chas v'shalom, how could you say something like that? In fact, actually, the world was created for man. It's clear in Chazal and the Torah. The Lashem says Avada. The Loch is like the Rambam. Because if you look at the entirety of creation, if you say God created the world only for man, so what's everything else doing in the world? How could, if a person looks objectively at the world, how could he say that, you know, how could he say that man is an entity, right, that's indistinguishable from any other part of the world? On the other hand, says the Lashem, but the Maisa, Chazal, Nigla, Venista, say that the purpose of creation is for man. So says the Lashem an incredible thing. The Lashem says is that what's the tachlis, what's the purpose of man? In a certain sense, when you say the world was created for something, it really means is what's the tachlis of something. Because ultimately, mitzida, we can't answer that question. What's the purpose of man? Says the Lashem, the purpose of man is to look at the world and unite all of the different aspects of the world. It says a Lashon. We bring the world up to Yisrael. That's his Lashon. And then we bring it up to Torah. And then the purpose of man after that is to bring up the world to the Ein Sof, to the infinite light of God. That's what the Lashon says. In other words, man, the tafkid of man is to take the entire world, to unite it, to raise it and bring it up on these three levels. To Yisrael, and after that, to Torah, and then after that, to the Ein Sof, whatever that means. Okay. So I want to relate this to the Haggadah. We bring it up. What does it mean to bring it to Yisrael? What does it mean to bring it to Yisrael? There's a Gemara. I don't know what the Lashon means. This is my take of the Lashon. I love the Lashon. The Gemara says, and there's a pasuk in Ve'eschanon, Ki chachmaschem uvinasu lefnei amim. It will be your wisdom and your understanding from the nations. So, you'll open up the Chumash, certainly in Rashi. It's Mashu speaking about the Torah. But Chazal and Ayin Hay in Shabbos says it's speaking about a person who understands astronomy. And the Kabbalah says there that there's a mitzvah of a person who knows astronomy. There's a mitzvah for him to teach it to the God, to the nations, to the Goyim. Rashi explains because the Goyim see there's a natural law. So, in fact, they understand there's a boiler. As a creator. But it's interesting. The purpose of the Pasuk says it, but the Gemara phrases it, that the purpose of the Jew is to teach astronomy to the God. What about to the Jews? So I want to say this unique thing. The God is commanded to understand that there is law in nature. But the Jew is commanded that from the law of nature, there's also nature, HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself through nature. But dafka, through natural law, HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself in nature. So we're supposed to look at the world, and even the science, and look at it as a type of revelation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is revealing himself as the creator through the laws of science, the laws of nature. And that's the first level. The first level is to bring things up to Yisrael. But then there's a second level. Things have to be brought up to the Torah. Because now, when I look at the world as revelation, then already scientific law is not only engaged in the past. When I was finished?
Now?
Well, then.
Soon.
Okay, fine. I promise I'm not going over it. Anyway.
You're ready to go over.
Anyway. Bring it up to the Ein Sof is the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And another time, maybe the next visit to be continued. Okay? Yishakayach, I'm sorry I went over.